Doug Quayle leads a team currently developing SCAT 7, the next generation.
SCAT 7 starts from scratch. It includes, as its basis, a spatial view of the world. In other words, features in the world like roads and intersections, lanes and so on, are represented spatially. SCAT 7 will be able to take that information and calculate things which currently have to be entered manually. And SCATs will know where traffic is coming from and going to, because it knows that this street is connected to that street and this street's connected to that intersection and so forth. At the moment, early versions of SCATs, including SCAT 6, have no concept of where anything is. It's blind, if you like. It's controlling based on what humans have entered into the system. But in the future, we have plans for the system to be able to determine itself a lot more things that people currently have to enter, have to program, if you like. The key underpinning is this spatial database. Some people call it a GIS, Geographical Information System. That then also leads you to think about how do operators interact with the system. Now, operators in SCATS 5 used to communicate with the system by typing commands and they would get text coming back. In SCAT 6, they have added a user interface that enables people to see things graphically. But in SCAT 7, the basic starting point is a map. And that's probably the most familiar to most people. They see the map and they start with the map. If they want to look at an intersection, they click on an intersection. If they want to look at a piece of what's happening on a piece of road, they click on a piece of road. If they want to see what a detector is doing, they click on a detector on a map and they can zoom and pan and so forth around the map, navigate their way using a map and do most things, the starting point being the map. So the spatial database gives you that capability of having the map and all the two are linked together. And the other thing that SCAT 7 provides is a new facility for integrating with other systems. SCATS is just one of many intelligent transport systems. SCATS is about urban traffic control. It's still only about signals, really. But there are all sorts of other systems out there, and SCATS needs to be able to work with those in order to give a total management picture.